It will make you more agitated and more restless in its pursuit. Because Allah has not kept that peace and tranquility in this creation that is insan. See, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He decides that a certain creation of mine will be able to speak because of a piece of flesh in the mouth of that creation, then that piece of flesh will be used to speak. Maybe in another creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a sound from another part of that creation's body, which will be a form of communication, and that was Allah's decree for that creation. So likewise for this creation, peace and tranquility, itminanul qalb, contentment and peace of mind and heart, Allah has not created in anything of this world. That is where the whole pursuit is going wrong. And that is why instead of increasing in goodness, we are increasing in restlessness and agitation. And we will never be satisfied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept peace and tranquility in this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this night. What else do we need? I cannot enumerate everything that you and I need. Although Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us in a hadith, إِذَا هَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزِيَا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. If anything worried Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would hasten towards salah. Now what would worry Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a very close attachment to his creator. A very close attachment to his creator. And when you are closely attached to someone or something, then you try not to displease that being, because their displeasure hurts you. See? So that is why you will find that if a violent wind blew, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come to the masjid. You and I would say, you know, if somebody is troubling me, I must run to the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it mentioned that if a violent wind blew, he would rush to the masjid. And another hadith says, La tasubbu ar-rih. Do not use vulgar language against the wind. Because Allah is the creator of the wind. See how it connects. So anything that mattered to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would rush to salah. That ummah that can move, that can remove the eclipse of the sun and the moon with salah, and this ummah is suffering when they have salatul khusuf and salatul kusuf in their hands. This is a special salah at the time of eclipse of the moon or the sun. That ummah that has the power to bring rain, no one can create a drop of rain. No one. And no one can turn the sea water into drinking water also. You have that power to bring torrential rain upon you with this bounty, which is called Salatul Istisqa. See? Maybe some people regard it as important. If you are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is important. If you are neglectful, it is not important. But that which can remove and which is the greatest means of effacing sin from a person's life, all those sins that a person has accumulated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innal hasanati yudhibna sayyi'at. And the tafsir of hasanat there is salah. That salah, and then there's special salah also called salatul tawbah. which can make a person like the day his mother gave birth to him. Notice one hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that says that a person that reads his 5 times salah, he reaches a stage where he actually got a covenant with Allah Ta'ala. He got Ahadullah. You know, he's made a pact with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will make him ultimately successful. See? If you look at the ayat of the Quran, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about success. Now, if your lecturer tells you at varsity that, you know, I wish you all the success, what he means is that you must pass your exams. If your driving school teacher tells you, I wish you all the success, but he means you must get your license. That's all he can offer you, isn't it? And likewise, in every sphere of living. But if Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who is the giver of everything, and he says that I want you to be successful, I want to make you successful, can you imagine how encompassing that success is? It will be in every facet of a person's life that Allah will make this person successful. And Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Certainly the believers have been successful. You know, this past tense is used لِتَحَقُّقِ الْوُقُوعِ, to show that this is definite, although it's still going to happen. When Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, when the help of Allah will come. But the verb that is used, the form of the verb that is used there, is in the past tense. And Mufassirin will tell you that it means that it's definitely going to happen. لِتَحْقِيق. That the believer is definitely successful. This is 18 Sipara, the first few ayat, Surah An-Nur. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who are humble in their salah. I don't know why many ayat of the Quran, they talk about salah with humbleness. Even in the first Sipara, Allah Ta'ala says that salah is very difficult, except for the humble minded. You can work that one out. See? Arrogance, haughtiness, istighna, feeling independent, they don't work in our deen. You won't get tawfiq for many things. You deprive yourself of that. All these sicknesses, AIDS, etc. See? Transmitted diseases. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That verily salah, it will prevent a person from immodesty, illicit behavior. In the environment that we are living, I commend each one of you that you are remaining chaste, that you have a chaste mind, that you are able to go to, we don't go to work and, you know, we go to masjid, madrasa, that is all, that is our round. You are intermingling the whole day. It is commendable. But if you want something to help you to live in this society and keep you chaste, then it is this same gift. And I can carry on enumerating. That's why I said that there are so many things that you have. Whether they are deaths, whether they are sicknesses, whether whatever it is. If you study the Quran and you study the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your solution is only one. And this is what you and I have in our hands. I'm sure if there was another nation who were told that we will give you this panacea, you know, the solution to all your problems, they would say, please, Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to mention an act of ibadah more than 80 times in His Quran for nothing? That is directly. Can you imagine from the tafsirs how many more times? The status of this gift that has been given to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unfathomable. And there has been a gross injustice to the way we look at this gift, the way we appreciate this boon and this bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each one of us. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. This قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. That person is definitely successful. That person who purifies himself. He remembers the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he performs his salah. See? But then here, when you study the ayat of the Quran, just before I forget, even if you take the first rakat that I read for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the five namazes. Aqim as-salata li duluki shams, from Zuhr to Isha and then Fajr. And then thereafter the ayat comes, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. When haq comes, batil has to perish. It is bound to perish. Nothing that is trying to be an anti-force, that is trying to go against you, that can ever stand in front of you if you got salah. Cannot. See? There is no way that a person that works on his salah, first of all his punctuality, and then the quality of that salah, the concentration, the devotion, the pronunciation of the words, the postures. There is no way that that person who's endeavoring, you know, he's making a concerted effort, like he makes an effort to enhance his business or enhance his qualification or enhance his status in this world. There is no way that this person in this pursuit will have any problem. There is no way. And therefore I say, you don't have a right to be suffering in this world. And you shouldn't be. So the ayat of the Quran says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. But the problem, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Insan will face one problem. And that is when he is given a choice between preferring the gains of this world over the next, preferring gains that are apparent to his eyes compared to that which is absent from his eyes, which he cannot see. Gains that he can see and gains that he has to believe that it exists. Then he will give preference to that which he can see. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he diagnosed this problem. That time. And Mishkatul Athar is a hadith that says, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ أَحَدُهُمْ أَنَّهُ يَجِدُ عَرْقًا سَمِينًا أَوْ مِرْمَتَيْنِ حَسْنَتَيْنِ لَشَهِدَ الْعِشَاء. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba that, you know, if any of you would have known that if you come for Isha Salah, there's some food going to be distributed. Or some other things going to be distributed, then all of you would have come for Isha Namaz. I don't want to get into the actual explanation of the hadith, so I gave you a general meaning. This is the temperament of insan. See? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ Quran says that he is violently in love with the world. Okay? And that's how Allah created us. That's why there's a test. If somebody say, I'm so pious, I don't like anything of this world. Speaking of Allah, Allah didn't create him like that. Can never be. He must like something. But the test is, what will he give preference to?